Our girls' soccer team, they've increased their numbers of team members to an all-time high, and Coach Setterholm is doing a great job of continuing to build that program under her leadership. Our boys' soccer team, they went 11-6 this year, and they won a sectional game. They eventually lost to the sectional champ in Fort Wayne Concordia. And then we've got three runners from our cross-country team who are regional qualifiers that are going to be running on Saturday. And, you know, we wish Bailey Buzzard and Chesney Miller and Christopher Guzman the best of luck. And there's a new format with cross-country in the state tournament. And, you know, we really hope to see Chesney make it to the state final. She's put in a tremendous amount of time out here running over her career, and this is the year that she's going to go. You know, our volleyball team, they went 20-12 this year, and they made it to the sectional final again. And, you know, we lost some great seniors, but we've got some really good building blocks that Coach Hutton is going to be working with to continue to improve that program. Our girls golf team, they were very young this year. We had four seniors that graduated last year, but Under Leslie and Chad Broyette's coaching, you know, they did a great job of improving each match, and we hope that those student athletes stick with it and come back and improve each year. Our cheerleaders, they participated in a competition and won the small school division a few weeks ago down in Carmel. Then on that same day, they traveled to John Glenn and cheered at the Saturday night football game. So you've seen a lot of enthusiasm during the games and in the days leading up to games here at Valley. And, you know, when you have great kids like we have here at Valley and we're participating with sportsmanship and representing our community, there's just a lot to cheer about right now at Valley. I'm just really proud to be the superintendent.
It's hard to pick a sport to watch. It's hard to pick a sport, an athlete to cover just because of how fun it's been and just the attitude in all these student athletes, I think, is what stood out to me the most. I know we're talking fall sports. Obviously, we're at a football game thinking about first round of sectional action, Tippecanoe Valley, Bishop Chatard. What have you seen from this season's football program going 9-0?
Well, you know, I appreciate the way these kids just interact with their classmates in the hallways. This is in 23 years, this is the best football team I've seen here. And on top of that, they are very humble. They you can tell the seniors they are excellent leaders, and they've really tried to work with the underclassmen because they want to see the program continue to get better. And, you know, they've got great parents, and I think that, as you've seen being here, they have community support, and all of our athletes should feel that way in terms of we've got this saying, Valley family, Valley forever. And, you know, you really see that when you watch our kids compete.
Speaking of football, I know we've had some rumblings maybe of a new playing surface at some point coming up. We have a big task in front of us with the addition of the high school, but are there some plans in the future for maybe some additions out on the football field and around?
There are. We are going to redo the field. You know, it's almost 50 years old, and we're going to strip that field down and recrown it, and we'll put a new irrigation system in and reseed it, and we will have a great field next year when our Vikings come fall. And you want to clean that up.
Yeah.
There.
So yeah, you're good.
There's another rumor out there that I keep hearing that Rita has mentioned that we should drop Taylor Swift into the new auditorium and she can perform there. But like, my question is, why would you need Taylor Swift when you have Micah Lukens? I mean, you got the professor right there.
He could probably captivate an audience longer than Taylor Swift can. Now, I know Taylor's gone 3, 4, 5 hours. I don't know. There's a lot in the brain of Micah Lukens. I think that's a good idea.
You know, that guy can talk Valley athletics better than anybody that I know. So I think he could definitely keep our attention.
Well, we love Micah. We love Rita. Blaine, thanks so much for taking some time with us today. And it's been a fun fall. I'm sure we'll get together a few more times throughout the winter and the spring season. But as we wrap this up, anything else out there? I know maybe a football prediction or two. This is going to be played at halftime of the matchup, so keep in mind with one half through. But what do you see tomorrow night from the Vikings?
Well, I know our kids will compete hard, and they're going to do a great job of representing our school.
Well, Mr. Connolly, thanks so much for joining us, talking great about the school. Can't wait for not only these additions, but future additions and the growth of this community and this program, and we look forward to that next conversation.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming down and talking to me, and I always enjoy talking about our student-athletes and community. Thank you.
We'll be back. More halftime coverage coming your way, and then second half action from Bishop Chatard.